USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Senate is expected to confirm President Biden's nominee for Secretary of State, veteran diplomat Antony Blinken. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the full Senate will vote on Blinken at noon Eastern on Tuesday. Portland, Oregon, Democrat Mayor Ted Wheeler pepper sprayed a man outside of a restaurant Sunday night after the mayor said the man confronted him about mask rules and other issues and then got uncomfortably close, according to a police report. The unidentified man filming with his phone accused the mayor of not wearing a mask while sitting in a restaurant as required by COVID-19 rules. A tornado described as large and extremely dangerous by the National Weather Service in Birmingham, Alabama, left people with serious injuries. It caused significant damage throughout Jefferson County and surrounding areas Monday night, including ripping through a hotel and tearing off a church roof. Thanks for giving us a little bit of your time this morning. We are USA Radio News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stitchfield, Dick Morris, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Sean Spicer, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get Newsmax on cable, call your operator and tell them you want Newsmax. You can always switch to a new service that has Newsmax. Or watch Newsmax for free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, and smart TVs like Samsung and LG. Tune in today because Newsmax is real news for real people.
Like father, like daughter. USA Radio News Jeremy Scott explains.
Sarah Sanders, who served as press secretary in the Trump administration, announced Monday she's running for governor of Arkansas.
As governor, I will defend your right to be free of socialism and tyranny, your Second Amendment right to keep your family safe, and your freedom of speech and religious liberty. Our state needs a leader with the courage to do what's right, not what's politically correct or convenient.
Sanders is the daughter of former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. She has reportedly been considering running for governor since before she left the White House in 2019. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Michael Huckabee served as the 44th governor of Arkansas from 1996 to 2007. President Trump on Monday established an office in Palm Beach County, Florida. Office of the former president will be the mouthpiece for the former president. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Super Bowl 55 is set for February 7th. The Kansas City Chiefs will represent the AFC. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers will rep the NFC. The game will be played in Tampa Bay, Florida. Tampa Bay Buccaneers linebacker Shaquille Barrett shares his thoughts on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers being the first team to play the Super Bowl in their home stadium.
It's crazy that we're the first team to do it, making history, but that's not like where history has to end. We could be the first team to win it as well, and that's the key. He's got to get back ready to work, but just, it's crazy. Like it's never been done before, and we doing it. It's amazing. It's an amazing feeling. I'm happy to be a part of it. I'm happy that everybody who's on this organization is a part of it. We got some great guys here, and everybody, I just love it here. I love them, and I'm happy that we doing it together.
The game will be broadcast on CBS. Spring training in Major League Baseball is gearing up, or is it? USA Radio News Dan Araki has more.
The director of Arizona's Spring Training League is asking Major League Baseball to delay the beginning of spring training. 15 teams are scheduled to begin training at team facilities in mid-February, with games beginning on February 27th. In a letter to Commissioner Rob Manfred, Cactus League Executive Director Bridget Binsbacher cited the high rate of COVID-19 infections in the Phoenix area as a reason to wait until March to bring teams in. She said that cases are expected to drop by then as more of the area's residents are vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.